Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates, March 30th, 1954, and the title is Avalanche and Arrow Pass. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid.
Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Avalanche in Arrow Pass. In the early days of the West and of the building of the railroad, law and order was sometimes a hit-or-miss affair, with law enforcement officials hastily and unwisely chosen. So it was that Joe Metz, private railroad marshal of Construction Camp 16, was unwisely chosen. As our story opens, Metz, together with a deputy, Hal Schoff, is riding up into Arrow Pass. It is spring, but the winter snows lie heavy in the pass.
But if we're going to kill that payroll rider anyway, Mitz, why don't we do it up ahead in the pass?
Yeah, because too many people go through Arrow Pass, that's why. Sooner or later, they'd find clues, and we don't want them to find them. So we'll dynamite down snow and rocks into the pass. That'll force O'Connor to ride around by Wigwam Creek, and that's where we'll waylay him.
He's carrying a $50,000 payroll, huh?
Yeah, that's right, Schoff. The camps back along the line. But those camps will never see that money. Yeah, this looks like a good spot to set off that blast. Yeah, bring that dynamite, Shaw.
Yeah, I got it.
Look at the way that snow overhangs the ledges and bluffs. Sure won't take much to start that going. One stick up by that big ledge ought to do it.
Shall I let her up?
Yeah, and then throw it up here.
All right. Here she goes, Mitz.
Now throw it. Way up.
Yep.
Come on. Let's get back to our horses and get ready to get out of here.
Maybe that wet snow will put out the fuse.
Yeah, I don't think it will. Son, don't get at that ledge up there where you threw it. There she goes. Look at the snow and rock slam down into that pass. O'Connor couldn't even fly over that. Come on. Let's get over to Wigwam Creek.
Arrow Pass just ahead, Cisco.
See, Pancho. And after we get through the pass, it will only be a short wait to Camp 16.
And then we see Senor Wolford,
The superintendent, Chico. Huh? The construction superintendent of the camp.
See, two big words in a row, too big for Pancho.
Anyway, you get the idea, Pancho.
Pancho get the idea.
Now we're just entering the pass, amigo, and... Well, there's a rider just ahead of us.
He carry two bags.
See, mail pouches.
Mail pouches.
Looks to me, Pancho, as if the senor's a payroll rider. And, Madre mia, look at the pass.
Huh?
It's blocked with rocks and snow.
Oh, it's a big avalanche, Cisco.
Let us speak to the rider, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Buenos dias, senor.
Buenos dias, senor.
That's near enough. Keep your distance.
Senor, draw a gun on us, Cisco.
Si, jodelo. Ho,
ho, ho, ho, ho, ho.
As you wish, senor. I was only going to ask if we could ride with you to Camp 16.
How do you know I'm going to Camp 16?
Because that is the first camp over the pass.
I don't know who you hombres are, but I'm taking no chances. Keep away from me.
Si?
Hombre not like us, Cisco.
Back up your horses so I can get by.
If you wish, senor, we will help you clear away some of those rocks so you can get through.
I ain't asking any help. I'll ride around the other way. Pack up them horses.
Hey, Diablo, back. Back.
Loco, back. Loco, back.
Now remember, you hombres keep away from me. If I see you're following me, I'll open up with this rifle. Yep.
Yeah, he not like us even one little bitty bit, Cisco. He scowl like anything, no?
Oh, he's not so much that he did not like us, Pancho.
No?
He has to be suspicious of everyone he does not know.
Bye.
Well, now that we are here, let us rest our horses for a while before we take the trail around by Wigwam Creek.
This is a spot right here, Schoff, among these trees.
Yeah. What if that payroll rider don't come this way?
He's got to come this way in order to get to Camp 16. The only other trail there is. When he comes around the bend of the trail, we'll get him.
$50,000. I can sure use a slice of that.
Yeah, we will use it, Schoff. Yeah, here comes O'Connor. Yeah, let me take that rifle.
Here, take your time now.
Yeah, now don't worry. Just as soon as I get him in these sights... There.
You got him, Mitch.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. Grab them pouches. Yeah, cut the straps, Shaw.
Yeah.
That's good. Now, give me a hand with the body. We'll jump it off the trail in the bushes. Come on, grab hold.
Got him.
All right. Nobody will find him here. Drop him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we got that payroll, Mitch. What are we going to do with it?
We can't get away with it. Just yet, without making it look bad. Now, I got an idea, Schoff.
What is it?
Nobody ever goes into that railroad jail car except in us and the prisoners we take in.
That's right.
I figure if we rip open the seat cushion of my desk chair and then sew the money into the cushion, it'll be safe.
Well, good idea, Mitch.
Yeah, then in 2 or 3 days, I can get into an argument with Wolford and... resign my job as marshal without arousing any suspicion.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what we'll do, Schoff. Now, get up.
Hello.
Here.
Is it much farther this way to Camp 16, Cisco?
Not much as I remember it, Pancho. Perhaps a mile... Well, look ahead of us.
Oh, horse with no rider, Cisco.
Hey, unless I'm mistaken, that is the horse of the senor who was carrying the mail pouches.
The horse throw the senor, no?
It's possible.
Uh-huh.
Let's see if we can catch that horse.
Come on,
Pancho.
We catch the horse. Pancho, ride this way.
Oh, steady. Oh. I have the reins, Pancho. Oh, Diablo, ho.
Hold up.
Let us see if we can tell what has happened here.
Cisco, spots on the saddle.
Steady, ho.
No.
Not going to hurt you.
No.
Pancho, the rider was wounded. There's no question about it.
No question.
Come on, let us ride on. I will lead this horse.
Ride the shot, Cisco.
Looks very much as if he was. Come on, Diablo.
Come on, Loco. Come now. Come.
Would not be the first time a mail rider was ambushed, but we have no proof that that is what happened.
We get proof, Cisco.
That is what we will try to do, Pancho, if there has been a holdup. Of course, this may have been accidental shooting. Oh, Diablo.
Oh, Loco. What's Cisco see?
There are footprints ahead in the snow and signs of a scuffle. Mm-hmm. Let us examine those signs, Pancho.
See, we examined them.
And here's where the rider's horse plunged as if in sudden fright.
Throw the rider into the snow, Cisco.
See, and here are the footsteps of two hombres who hurried to the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And the footsteps go off in that direction.
See, in that direction.
Come, we'll follow them.
Mm. Pancho think it's bad business, Cisco.
I suspect it is bad business, Pancho. Oh. Very bad business. In fact, I have no doubt that this will turn out to be murder.
So far, so good, Schoff. We got to the jail car without being seen. Whoa.
Looks as if we was going to get away with it, Mitz.
Yeah, sure thing. Easy.
Get the door unlocked. I want to get this money hid just as quick as possible.
Hey, you got a knife on you?
Yeah, here.
Get this seat cushion ripped. Yeah. There we are. Now we'll stuff that money in there. Yeah, there we go. What's the matter with that, Schoff?
Yeah, it's a good hiding place. Except all that money makes the cushion kind of bulky.
Well, we can shove the cushion around so it'll smooth out some, I guess. Yeah, that look better.
Hey, Mitz, get away from that chair quick. Somebody's coming into the car.
I've been looking for you, Mitz. Where you been?
Oh, Schaff and I just been riding around to see if everything was in order, Wolford. What's troubling you?
Oh, Connor ain't got in yet with that payroll.
Oh, he'll probably be right along. A lot of snow up through the passes, Wolford. Still mighty slow riding up there.
Yeah, that's probably what's held him up.
I'm making allowance for the snow. Even so, he ain't ever been as late as this. My crew should have been paid off half an hour ago.
Well, I don't know what we can do about it.
You can ride with me up towards Arrow Pass. Maybe O'Connor got hurt. Maybe that's what's delaying him.
Yeah, we ought to stick around this camp, Wolford. Can't tell when trouble may bust loose among those roustabouts.
Trouble sure will bust loose unless they get their money. Come on with me, Metz. You too, Schaff. Come on, let's go.
The mailed rider shot dead, Cisco.
Say, I hope you tied his body tightly onto his horse so it will not fall off, Pancho.
It not fall off, Cisco. Pancho tied many knots. But, Cisco...
See?
The mail rider not dead by accident, no?
No, indeed. He is not dead by accident, Pancho. He was murdered.
Who do it, Cisco?
That is something I cannot tell you, Chico, because I do not know.
Pancho not know neither. It's too bad he not let us ride with him, Cisco.
He might be alive if he had.
Uh-huh.
On the other hand, Pancho, we might also have been shot down.
Oh. What about the tracks in the trail, Cisco?
There are too many of them, Pancho.
Too many.
No, tell nothing from them now that we are on the main trail into the camp.
Mm-hmm.
But from the tracks back at the scene of the murder, there is no doubt but what the rider was shot down by two hombres.
Look, Cisco, look ahead. Three riders come this way.
Si. Hold up, ho.
Oh, look, ho, look, ho.
Oh, one of them is Senor Wolford. What is this, senor?
What is this, senor?
Oh, howdy, Cisco. Pancho, ho, ho.
Well,
I'm glad to see you two again, and, well, great snakes. Whose body is that? O'Connor's?
It's the body of the mail rider, senor.
Yep, that's O'Connor.
Yeah, plug plum center.
Sure is.
Say, who are these two hombres, Wolford?
Well, this is the Cisco kid, and this is his partner, Pancho.
Yes, partner, Pancho.
How'd O'Connor get killed, Cisco?
Yeah, that's right. I'd like to know.
All we know about it, Senor Wolford, is that this rider was shot and killed at Wigwam Creek.
With dry gold, senor.
Mail pouch is gone, too. O'Connor carried the payroll money in those pouches.
Maybe these hombres are friends of yours, Wolford, but I'm the railroad marshal of Camp 16, so I'm arresting them.
You are arresting the wrong men, Senor Marshal. Pancho and I know nothing whatever about these murders except what I've just told you.
I believe them, Metz. If Cisco and Pancho say they don't know anything about it, they don't.
Just the same, I'm taking no chances. Now, get your hands up, both of you.
There's no need to draw that gun, Senor Marshal. Pancho and I are friends of Senor Wolford. We owe it to him to go with you peaceably until this matter is cleared up.
I sure hope you can clear it up, Cisco.
Made better. Because when that construction gang finds their money's been stolen, they're going to be in a lynching mood.
Pancho not like the sound of this.
Neither do I, amigo. But I think we will be in no danger from them. That is, unless somebody lies to them about us.
You mean that remark for me, Cisco?
If you wish to take it to yourself, senor, you may. For I suspect you are arresting Pancho and me, not because you believe we killed this rider, but to shelter someone else. Perhaps yourself.
But Cisco and Pancho are in far greater peril than they realize. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Now, back to The Cisco Kid and our gripping story, Avalanche in Arrow Pass. Riding toward Railroad Construction Camp 16 to see their friend Wolford, construction boss, Cisco and Pancho found the body of mail rider O'Connor, who had been ambushed and shot down by Railroad Marshal Metz and his deputy Schaff of Camp 16. Later, taking O'Connor's body to the railroad camp, Cisco was met by Wolford, Metz, and Shaw. Promptly, the railroad marshal put Cisco under arrest for murder and theft of the payroll. Now, in the jail car at the construction camp...
Poncho, I've been in a lot of jails, Cisco, but Poncho's never been in a jail like this jail.
There's a jail on wheels, Poncho. A railway car made over into a jail.
It's better than most jails, Cisco. Got three barred windows.
Very convenient, amigo. We can see what is going on up and down the street of the camp.
Poncho not like what he sees, Cisco. And tough gangs in the street, no?
Yeah, they've knocked off work until they get their money, and they're in an ugly mood.
Look, Cisco, that Metz hombre talked with some of them.
Huh? Where is he, Poncho?
Look where Poncho points, Cisco.
Oh, see.
Now, Metz points back to this car.
I think I know exactly what that coyote is doing.
What's that, Cisco? What?
I think he's trying to talk that mob into lynching us.
Into lynching? We're not going to stay here to be lynched, Cisco.
I'm afraid we have no choice in the matter, amigo. This jail car is strongly built. I've tried those cell bars, and I cannot even budge them. Only I could get out of here and get into that locomotive.
And the locomotive hits to the jail car, Cisco.
See, with the steam up, too.
Uh-huh.
We must get out of here, Poncho, as quickly as we can.
Oh, hombres get mad, Cisco.
And the more that buzzard Mex talks to them, the angrier they will get. I do not like the looks of things, amigo, not one bit.
Maybe as railroad marshal of this here camp, boys, I shouldn't be telling you this. But the fact remains that the Cisco Kid and his partner know where that money is. Now, just a minute here, just a minute. That ain't law abiding. But of course, if you was to act this way after dark, why, maybe Shoff and me couldn't help ourselves, you know?
Easy, Metz. Here comes Wolford.
Yeah, whatever. I don't owe him nothing.
Hey, what's going on here, Metz? I suggest you better disperse these men.
Yeah, disperse them. I guess they got a right to walk around the camp if they want to.
Well, you've got no right to go around talking to groups of them the way you've been. I've watched you, Metz, and if you're trying to stir up trouble among these men...
Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
I'll relieve you of your job and take over myself.
You hear that, boys? He's going to take over. Hey, there's an idea. We'll run him in, Shaw. Come on, grab hold of him.
Hey, let go!
Sure, let go, nothing. We're putting you in that jail car while you'll be out of the way. Maybe he knows where that money is, too, boys. He's a friend of the Cisco Kid's.
You coyote, man!
That's enough of that. Now, come on with us. We're running you in. And maybe you'll have some visitors after dark.
Cisco.
Si, Poncho.
Look, those two hombres bring Senor Wolford here.
I'm watching them, Chico. Seems they have put Senor Wolford under arrest.
They bring him to this jail car, Cisco?
They're coming right this way.
Mm-hmm.
Now's our chance, Poncho. The only chance we will have.
And chance for what?
Chance to get out of this jail. I have it, Poncho. Uh-huh. I will rush that cell door just the moment Metz opens it.
But they got the gun, Cisco. We not got the gun.
That is a chance I will have to take, amigo. Better to take a chance and a gun in the hands of those hombres than a rope in the hands of that mob.
Poncho like to help Cisco, but Poncho not know how to help.
Well, there's nothing you can do, Poncho.
Uh-huh.
Careful now.
Very careful.
Here they come to the car.
Yeah, I thought you might be lonesome, Cisco, so I brought you some company.
This is a blasted outrage if ever I saw one.
Shut up, Wolford. I'll open the cell door, Mitch. You two hombres stand back.
Yes.
Hey, stand back, hombre.
Now, get in there, Wolford.
Look out, Senor Wolford. Go rest the cell door.
Watch it, Ritz.
Shut the door.
You are just too late to shut the door, hombre. Till after I get through it.
Gun him down, Shaw. The blasted gun stuck in the holster.
That is lucky for me, hombre. But my fist is not stuck in my pocket as you are about to find out.
That's the stuff, Cisco.
Get the other one out, Cisco.
My gun ain't stuck in the holster.
Might just as well be, hombre. All the good is going to do you.
Cisco, the other hombre, get away.
Now, there's nothing I can do about that at the moment, Pancho. Yep. My hands are full with this, hombre. But I think about one more good punch will hold him for a while.
That hold him.
Quickly now. Pancho, tie up these hombres.
Uh-huh.
Senor Wolford, you had better get guns and ammunition from those rocks. That mob knows a fight has been going on in here, and they are about ready to come after us.
Oh, all right, Cisco.
What do you do, Cisco?
I'm going to get to that locomotive going and haul this jail car out of here. Lock that Metz hombre in the cell, Pancho, as soon as you get him tied and take his guns.
And then Pancho come with you, Cisco.
You had better stay here and help Senor Wolford all you can.
Uh-huh.
You may have to hold off the mob until I can get the locomotive started.
Hey, you hombres. You better get going and rush that car. Cisco and the other one just broke jail. Half a dozen of you, come with me. Cisco's going to try to start up that locomotive. He's just climbing into the cab. I'm going to take the shortcut to the trestle. And when he runs the locomotive and the car over the trestle, I'm going to dynamite it. Let's go.
Santo, these Johnson bar must be stuck or out of order. We cannot even budget.
Cisco! Cisco! Wait for Pancho!
Pancho, I thought I told you to stay back in that car.
Pancho wanted to be with Cisco.
Someday, Pancho, we'll have to give you a lesson in discipline. Try that Johnson bar once more.
Bueno, Cisco, bueno. The old locomotive go.
Seeing that mob is getting nearer by the moment.
One thing, bullets not go through the locomotive. Only way the locomotive better than Logo is high tougher.
Santo, that was a close call, Pancho. It was a close call, for we are not yet out of danger. Look, those hombres are riding to cut us off.
Is the hombre sharp, Cisco?
Now, there's a trestle up ahead.
Uh-huh.
May be that they think we will slow down for the trestle and... No, they are stopping, Pancho. They're getting off their horses.
They fixed something, Cisco.
Si. Madre mia. I believe that is dynamite, Pancho. That is what they are planning to do. Dynamite the trestle.
We go over the trestle?
Of course we will not go over the trestle. It would be sheer madness. I will stop this locomotive. You and I will get back to that jail car, Pancho. Come, come on.
There they go, boys. Get them down.
Santa Cisco. Pancho, that light bullet. So close.
Save your breath, Pancho. Come on now. Up in that car.
Stop the engine for, Cisco.
Those hombres are going to dynamite the trestle, senor. How are we fixed for ammunition?
Well, we've got three guns and a couple of dozen rounds of ammunition, Cisco. As long as that holds out, we can keep them off.
Here come a big mob running after the train.
All right, we'll look in these desks. Maybe more ammunition in there. And if so... Madre mia, what is this?
What, Cisco? What?
The seat cushion. It looks as if it had been cut by a knife and then sewed up again.
Oh, never mind the seat cushion, Cisco. Come over here and take up a station at this window.
One moment, Senor Wolford. I want to look more closely at the seat cushion.
Hey, you buzzard, get away from that cushion.
Oh, so you have come too, have you, hombre? On the contrary, I'm going to open up this cushion. The thread should break easily. Ah, Senor Wolford, look. There is money stuffed into this cushion, a great deal of money.
Fine, you're right, Cisco. Say, that could be the payroll money.
I have no doubt that is just what it is.
Ready to rush that car, boys.
Senor Wolford, keep your gun trained on that shelf, hombre. If he starts to fire at me, send a bullet his way, just enough to spoil his aim.
Oh. Where'd you go, Cisco?
Out on the back platform of the car, Pancho. I'm going to talk to that mob.
Oh, but that's madness, Cisco.
I do not think so, senor. I know something about mobs.
And then Pancho go too.
There they are. Yeah.
One moment, senores. We're all going to be paid the money that is owed you. You will see the money presently. I only want to tell you this. That Senor O'Connor, the friend of many of you, was murdered, and your payroll money stolen from him by Metz and Shaw.
That's a lie!
Do not say, Cisco, lie, hombre. Pancho, drop, Pancho.
Quieto, Pancho. Your money will be brought out now, senor. Did you empty all the money out of that seat cushion, Senor Wolfen?
Yep, dumped it all in the desk drawer, Cisco.
Then give me the cushion. Senores, I'm now going to set fire to this cushion. I think it will burn very nicely.
No, Cisco! Give me that cushion, you crazy fool. That's worth money, a lot of money. So help me, I'll kill you for this, Cisco.
I do not think you will, hombre. Do not intend to be killed by one of the murderers of Senor O'Connor. So I will make sure you will remain quiet at least a couple of minutes like this. You all saw, senores, how concerned he was about this cushion. You all see where this cushion was cut. It was cut so this hombre and Metz could stuff your payroll money into the cushion.
And here's your pay, boys. And if you line up and file past the steps of this car, I'll pay you off one by one. I'll be sure and have your time, Swift.
Yeah, and after that, we'll have our necktie party just the same, with Metz and Shaw.
No, senores. You will have nothing of the kind. You will let the law deal with these hombres, as the law always deals with thieves and murderers.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
What we do now, Cisco?
Well, now that those two bandidos are safely in jail, Pancho, we have time to talk of other things.
Si, other things, Cisco.
I understand your young friend Ramon got married just the other day.
Yes, si, Ramon got married.
And whom did he marry, Pancho?
He married pretty little Isabel, Cisco.
Pretty little Isabel. Si, she's pretty too, amigo.
Si, very pretty. But Ramon, he married her, Cisco.
Ramon has married little Isabel?
Si, Ramon begin to think little Isabel not know much.
Oh, but what makes him think she does not know much?
Well, the other night, Ramon milked the cow and bring a pail of milk in the house.
Pail of milk, see.
And then Ramon go back to the barn to finish the chores.
See.
And the next thing Ramon know, little Isabel come running out of the barn. She say, oh, Ramon, Ramon, is a mouse in the pail of milk?
A mouse in the pail of milk?
See, and Ramon say, did you throw the mouse out of the pail of milk, little Isabel?
And what did little Isabel say to that, Pancho?
Little Isabel say, no, Ramon. Little Isabel throw the cat into the pail of milk to catch the mouse.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
Happy
Alonso!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011 under attribution, non-commercial, share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.